Fellow Freedom fans, we're back here with the Faith and Freedom Show. David Allen Carmichael here on the Eagle 104.3 FM website. You can check us out. There's a continual stream during our radio broadcast, continual video stream at faithfreedoms.org. And of course, you can always 24 hours a day go to libertyworksradionetwork.com and get a audio stream 24 hours a day. So we look forward to you participating that way. Yesterday, we went into, I had my tirade over the Sonia Sotomayor issues. And so we talked about that, and I had a caller that I ended up having to cut off. And then I had another caller that ended up responding to the first caller's reason that I had to cut him off. So I cut him off. And sometimes that happens. If you were cut off yesterday and you want to follow up with your ideas about Senator Mel Martinez sending so many troops to Central America to do whatever, sure, certainly give us a call today, 888-850-1872. If you'd like to talk about that, that's fine. Because I had to stay on point, I just appreciate it if our callers, if we're on a certain point, that you don't run away with everybody else's airtime with your own ideas. We can have another time for those things. So sometimes I got to control that, and that's just part of the show. It's part of the program. Yesterday, I was preparing. I did some homework on some of the things that are going on with regard to the Federal Reserve. There's, as some of our callers have mentioned, there's this move to have the accountability of the Federal Reserve. And as I've been clicking in to see what has been happening on C-SPAN and some things that have been taken off of that and put on YouTube and trying to see what things are going on, there it turns out that there seems to be more Congress members who are very deliberately trying to put some scrutiny toward the Federal Reserve. Part of it is the because of this crisis, of the financial crisis that came to full light back in September of last year. And then kind of the knee-jerk response of Congress at the bidding of Mr. Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, who called on Congress to get involved to basically turn over the ability for the Treasury Department to have a spending authority, to have an authority to just get out and get involved and take over businesses and use money however they wanted to use it to save the American financial and economic system. Of course, when we don't know, just as the objective observer, who it was that was inspiring Mr. Paulson, who was yanking the ropes on Mr. Paulson. We don't know. We're starting to see some of it. If some of us would look at C-SPAN, we'd see some of these interviews by members of Congress trying to get to the bottom of things. It's actually quite interesting, and it's actually quite troubling. So it turns out that there is some kind of, I guess it was, I'm trying to think of her name. It's a congresswoman from Minnesota. I don't know if it's Bachman or something like that, but she had this little thing where she addressed Congress and said that we have a gangster government. That's what she said, a gangster government, where the government was using some strange influence to get people to bow to their persuasions and their desires. And these are making businesses bow, making major industries bow to the government demand. So I don't know how, it's just a lot of weird things going on. So I'm going to be playing something today from one of the episodes of Congress interviewing Mr. Ben Bernanke, who is the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank. So that's one of the things we'll be doing. So this is kind of been a scattered hodgepodge. Also, I do have online, had a interview lined up with an organization that's looking into some of these allegations that there was a massacre of prisoners up to the range of about 3,000 people potentially in Afghanistan. And there was some possible United States partnership in it. And it's not making the mainstream news. I think we see such tragedy and such horrific things happening around us, and we become numb to it. Okay, I think people weren't numb to 3,000 people plus being murdered on September 11th, 2001. But sometimes when other things are going on around us, we kind of turn a blind eye to it. So there's an organization that has been looking into that and trying to get the United States State Department and some other people to look into the possibility that there was some very horrible shenanigans going on that basically caused the murder of thousands of people, and nobody cares. And I think that's what they're trying to, that's part of the problem. If our government doesn't care if something really bad happened, that happened to be somebody on the United States payroll doing the bad thing, when they don't care, I mean, you can't bring their lives back. But what you can do is you can head another episode of that off that might be happening in the future. Because when the wrong things happen and nobody cares, what's the next wrong thing that could happen and nobody will care? Sometimes on the show, we've had a few people that have been guests on our show that have shown us some very, very bad situations and nobody cares. So it's not just unjust. We're not just trying to kind of give you, parade these things before you to say, hey, look at this bad thing and get you on some political bandwagon. What we're trying to do is kind of sensitize you to that there are issues going on where people are using the power of the sword to do the wrong thing. And we're under the understanding, though this caveat just before the show started, it says opinions expressed on the show may or may not reflect or may not or do not, whatever, reflect the opinions of the broadcasters or whoever. Well, that very well may be. And I think that's part of the excitement. Sometimes I say things that those who have invited me to this Liberty Works Radio Network project, sometimes I say things and they just cringe. They just, oh, I just wish he hadn't said that. I totally disagree with him. Well, part of it is they're not hearing the whole story. Part of this is some talk radio entertainment. It is kind of a talk radio poking you in the eyes. So you'll begin to think about things, not just in a sweeping political frenzy, but you would stop for a minute and think of the elements of the issue and deal with the elements, maybe just a piece at a time, just piecemeal, and deal with them and then line them up in the proper order. And I think we can think more soundly about it. So sometimes I say something and somebody says, oh, he's doing the anti-American thing, or he's just too pro this party or that party, or he's singing the song of the progressive liberals. Oh, he's singing the song of the neoconservatives. You don't have a clue what song I'm singing. You haven't heard it before. I'm making it up as I go. No, I'm hopefully not making this up. The goal is to really deal with these issues in such a way that we're going to take a critical look at it. A sound mind look at it and not just go along with what's happening with mainstream media. I will say that I'm more and more seeing things where the mainstream media is putting things in the news and they're just repeating what the other media organization has said. In fact, I would say the Associated Press sure does drive a whole lot of what goes on in the news. I wonder why. Who's in charge of the Associated Press? Who's in charge of the Federal Reserve? Who's in charge of the International Monetary Fund? I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on that we kind of get swept up in it. And I think that's what happens is I don't think we can say, oh, we're being exploited. I think we're allowing ourselves to be exploited. So in the show, we're going to talk today about this massacre, and it showed up in the news. It just hinted at the news. Somebody finally reported that there was just some tremor of something going on someplace. So a few weeks ago, the administration said there's no reason to investigate that event back in 2001. And then on Monday, after that Friday report, the administration said, oh, yeah, oh, by the way, we're going to look into it. Because it turns out if somebody else has facts that show that the administration's report, when they say, oh, there's nothing there to make us want to look at it at all, but then somebody has some evidence that would make the administration's testimony not credible. So what if somebody has something that's a no-brainer? Hey, wait a minute. There are facts that would make this something that somebody ought to look into. Suddenly, you had better make sure that you don't stand too much on what you say is. It's kind of like somebody giving testimony in a court. And as soon as somebody stands up in court and says, hey, and this is where I got this is I listened to a lecture the other day where a guy was saying you never, ever, 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 ever talk to the police. Even if you're innocent, you never, ever, 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 ever talk to the police. And it was professor from Regent University Law School. And he had a policeman there. It was kind of a debate. But he said, you never, ever, it doesn't matter how innocent you are, you don't talk. Because if you say, hey, I was never in Fort Lauderdale that day, and then that, and you may not have been in Fort Lauderdale that day. You may have nothing to do with the crime. You happen to be someplace else. You're at your mother's house. And of course, they won't take your mother's testimony as being credible. So somebody who thinks that they knew you back in middle school, they find somebody who says, no, I saw him in Fort Lauderdale that day. Of course, they haven't seen you in 20 years and it was somebody that looked just like you. But suddenly, if you, being an innocent person, say you're not in Fort Lauderdale, and somebody says that they thought that they saw you there because you spoke, you look guilty, even if the other person's testimony is wrong. So I think when the administration comes out on a Friday and says, there's nothing even to look at, I think that's not completely wise. I think up to that point, they were just keeping silent. And I think on the Monday report says, we're looking into it. And the bad thing about having them looking into something like that is possible that it kind of makes everybody feel, okay, good. They're looking into it. So we don't have to worry about it anymore. So I am going to be talking about this thing. And on the other day, I had a interview light up on Wednesday. And because there was a interview that this person was doing with a national a broadcaster that went into some long hours, our interview got cut off. So we are going to try to get somebody who's looking into this. Actually, it's a doctor who's looking into some of these allegations that there's a couple of thousand people buried off in the desert in Afghanistan who shouldn't ought to be buried there. So that's one of the things we're talking about. So again, if you were cut off the other day and wanted to talk about strange things happen in South America, you're free to call us back today and give us your opinion on that. We can open up the discussion on that. We're going to talk about this massacre information. We come back from the break. We're going to listen to Congressman Alan Grayson from the 8th Congressional District of Florida. And he posed some questions to Mr. Bernanke about the role of the Federal Reserve and some of the behaviors of the Federal Reserve and some of the tendency we're seeing now for Congress to kind of stop and go, wait a minute. Did Congress do the wrong thing back in 1913? Is it possible that Congress ought to look at the powers of the Federal Reserve and some of the things that are happening in partnership from the Federal Reserve to the U.S. Treasury Department, things like that? So we're going to be looking at that. Something that happened in the news today showed up. I got this off, it says from Orlando. And I'm trying to think of what, well, I'll tell you what website I got here. It was the I went to CF News, CentralFloridaNews13.com, and of course, everybody's heard about this, that the federal minimum wage increases today. Of course, we're going to talk about how will that affect you. So some of the nation's workers are getting a raise. A federal minimum wage increased from $6.55 an hour to $7.25 an hour. I mean, that's pretty significant. That's 70 cents. That's 70 cents an hour. That's interesting. It says it's an 11% increase. So that's going to be an 11% increase. Is that going to be an 11% increase in the pockets of those workers? No, it'll actually be a little bit less than that. But that's what's going on. It says labor officials are predicting the increase will generate an extra $5.5 billion in consumer spending. Well, I think we ought to critically qualify that statement about consumer spending when we get back. Consumer spending, what do they mean? I can see what they mean by it, but what will it really mean to your communities as far as people spending their money or having the ability to spend? You're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. We're going to come back. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show, and the number here is 888-850-1872. Give us a call. We hope that you do. We shall return.